listening to the 416 with Jay Johnson.
And we're back. Part two. I am there, but part two of the festive special podcast report. P coming in.
Fresh from a movie.
Looking okay. Not trying to be offensive, but you look a little tired. A little tired.
Of course I do. It's the middle of the week. Wait till you see me on Saturday. I usually am actually wearing gym clothes by the last couple of days.
Oh, like
this Lululemon. You know, it's comfortable. It's stretchy.
Yes, a friend of mine, a guy friend, just to sidetrack, he bought a Lululemon hoodie, and I was just like,
"Is he heterosexual?
He is married with children, two children." And he's like, no, Jay, try it on. And I'm like, I'm going to go to the store and buy a Lululemon hoodie. It's super. And he's like, I've run it through the wash like 10 times.
They're the most comfortable hoodies in the world.
Yeah, and they're super comfortable. But
this podcast is not brought to you by Lululemon.
But yeah, they're Canadian.
But we take their stuff.
I take their stuff.
For sure.
You came back from a movie just now from the Ryerson Theater, you were saying?
Yes, saw Vengeance, directed by Johnny Toe.
Hong Kong action.
Shoot 'em up. Stylish. Beautiful set pieces.
Yeah.
Does the slow-mo with wind in a way that makes you think, wow, this is what those like John Woo movies were supposed to be like.
What? What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's
John Woo movies are John Woo films.
Yeah, they're good too. But Johnny Toe, you
got
to
better.
Watch.
You're saying
I'm saying he's got the shit.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with his work, but I'm very familiar with John Woo.
Yeah.
And any of his like Hollywood stuff, I was not really big.
Yeah. Election and Election 2, I watched at the festival a couple years back. Those were great. Johnny Toe as well. Exiled. Excellent. You might want to check that out.
Out of your 30 picks, how many have you seen so far now?
Well, I'm actually going to see 28 movies. And I've seen...
Was it not 30 last time we spoke?
I bought 30, but okay. I'm taking boyfriend to 3.
Oh, okay.
Then I got an extra ticket today for something. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All in, it'll be 28 for me, and I'm just past halfway. Okay. I think I still have over 10 to see.
Wow.
And I've been seeing movies since last Thursday. But Thursday and Friday, both days I only had one.
You would think now, well, I put it on you, would you not have more social, not more social, I mean, like, isn't there like a Bedouin crew of people now that you've linked up with?
Yeah, but even for people that, you know, you like the same movies, every year you have different schedules. There's 2 or 3 screenings of each movie.
Okay. But so, I'd say even with the theaters and the screenings and the time schedules, there's only so many places. Do people, like, are hotels the places to hang? Where do people hang?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're just regular people
you go home.
You go home, you chill at a coffee shop.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You just go to the lineup for your next movie early and bring a book.
Okay. The coffee shops, the pubs.
Yeah.
Are there common ones that are not written in the guides?
I would say the food court at the AMC is getting a lot of ass traffic.
You've heard it here first, the food court at the AMC. How many movies are at the AMC? I hate that.
Quite a few.
I hate that food court.
But it's a good central location. It's close to the Elgin Winter Garden and the AMC. And it's big. It's comfortable. Close to subway stop, food to eat, bathrooms to use.
Future Shop.
Yeah.
What else is in there? Adidas store.
Yeah, right across from the mall.
Forever 21.
Exactly. All of your needs are met.
And what else have you seen?
Today I saw Balibo, an Australian movie about some war photographers who went missing during the Indonesian invasion of East Timor.
Free East Timor.
Yeah. It was, like, I was crying.
Is East Timor free yet?
Yeah, I think it is now. It is now. That's why they were able to shoot it there.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's shot in East Timor.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a government propaganda film?
No.
Okay.
They actually shot in some of the same places where the reporters were in, I guess, 1975 when they went missing. They recreated, like, shot for shot in some cases.
Wow.
The footage that actually made it out before they went missing.
Wow.
In the Q&A, they actually said the night before they were allegedly murdered, they actually slept in the same beds that they slept in there last night before.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy. So when you go and see all these films, do you compare? You can't compare because they're all different.
You can in some cases. I mean, I saw Triage yesterday And that was another movie about war photographers, although it was based on a fictional story by somebody who used to do that.
Okay.
And there were flashbacks or, you know, memories of the character, the main character played by Colin Farrell, where remembering things that happened to him, you know, traveling around the world to these horrible places.
Was this at the Elgin?
This one was actually at Scotia. Because it was like a second or third screen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that one, you know, that character's having memories of, you know, places he's been and horrible things he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I didn't realize that I had, you know, two war photography movies 2 days in a row. I don't know if I would have programmed that on purpose, but the second one was a, you know, when in doubt, go with the letter C. And
right.
The letter C for me is Jane Shodel, my favorite programmer. And then Australia also.
Australia's the fallback.
Australia, they make
a big Yahoo Sirius fan?
They make some
Crocodile Dundee?
They make some great movies.
What stereotype can I call out now?
They make some great movies in Australia.
I know they do. They do.
So I didn't read the whole thing in the book. I was like, it's Jane and it's Australia.
Yeah.
Fits in the schedule.
Cool.
Anthony LaPaglia being Australian again, mm-hmm. which was weird and slightly jarring. In the Q&A, it's weird. His accent slips back and forth. But he was
really
saying, when they were shooting, you know, he told the, you know, crew and everybody, if he slips at all, to just smack him. Okay. It's pretty funny. He's like, yeah, there's no star system in Australia, so
no.
The grip can smack you upside the head. I don't believe he used the phrase upside the head. He's not that North Americanized yet, but he did.
It's up for debate whether they have a star system or not. They do.
Yeah.
Like we obnoxiously do with, like, if you drive me insane if I had to watch more than 5 minutes of Entertainment Canada.
Like Lloyd Robertson, I guess, you know, I'm sure there's...
Peter Mansbridge.
Yeah, I'm sure...
Knowlton Nash.
Some ladies lose it on the street when they see them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Bruno Gerussi.
Okay.
Beachcombers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Al Waxman.
Yeah. So speaking of Canadiana, one of the good things they have before the movie this year, because they have these sponsored segments... Before the movie, it's not like trailers. It's not 20 minutes of stuff. It's 5 minutes of stuff. And this year they have these, you know, Toronto archival films.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So they're...
Before every film now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's four or five, I guess. Brought to you by, I don't know. I know it's like Juice Productions or something and Film Prints, courtesy of Deluxe, but I'm not exactly sure who's...
Okay, Deluxe is post-production.
Yeah. But they're sort of listed at the end.
Juice Box is like...
I think it's just Juice.
Juice? Okay.
Juice. But yeah, it's
interesting.
There's the
I love
the Santa Claus parade.
I love Toronto archive footage, especially from the 70s. It's
Santa Claus parade, old timey hippie protest when they're trying to shut down Yorkville.
Yorkville, that's a good one. The purple onion.
But the best one, the best wah-wah moment of the crowd where the crowd is getting it, but you know the talent is not unless they're from Canada, is a parade. And the parade comes down the street and it's old timey.
Yeah.
And black and white.
Moving at like 32 frames per second.
For sure. Yeah. And then you see this car come up after the marching band, and there's two dudes in the back seat of this convertible, and they're holding something, and it's the Stanley Cup.
Oh, nice.
So you have this moment. The first time I saw it in a movie, the whole crowd was like, oh. And then some dude yelled out, 1967.
I guess I will give the film festival an interesting... What big up is that, we haven't been relegated like to the hockey movie. Like we don't, it hasn't fallen into the cliche Canadian shtick.
No.
Or has it? Huh. Is there native features? And I don't
Not
know.
Yet.
Not yet. Which is
They don't have their own program. It's not like Planet Africa that they used to have.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that was part of Toronto Film Festival?
Yeah, they used to have Planet Africa as one of the programs.
Okay, I thought that was just one year.
No. It was for years.
They should have a programming Planet Scarborough. I think.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Or Planet Brampton.
There was an alleged
Planet Suburbs.
Yeah, there was an alleged incident at my old high school this week. I guess the first day of school or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was my high school.
I don't know what. Like, I'm way past any of that spectrum of teenage violence. Like being in school and being around teenage violence. So I'm challenged to wrap my head around it because.
I'm more challenged about the execution of the alleged incident because...
Oh, I'm like, someone got executed.
No, it's just...
I'm like, kids are kids.
It was too close to school grounds. I mean, right. In the old days, you waited to do that stuff at the mall.
Yeah. I just didn't remember there were fights, people getting the snot kicked out of them, but I just don't recall the cops ever getting called.
Right.
Like, I distinctly recall people getting swarmed. People, hey, man, in my day, you get your shoes stolen.
Yeah.
Your Jordans, like.
I never had Jordans. Probably because I didn't want to. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, if you're brave enough to get them, then you're brave enough to deal with them. You getting jumped.
Right. If you're a kid nowadays and you're going to get an iPhone, you better be hitting the gym or the track. Or you better be ready to run or fight.
I think kids now carry, like, pepper spray.
Yeah.
And no.
And they have those call mom and dad cell phones.
Call mom and
dad. That aren't useful for anything else. Yeah. So even if you were going to get robbed, someone wouldn't take that one.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just like every fall. Mm-hmm. I'm at that age.
That would be an interesting movie, though.
I'm at that age now where every fall the news just repeats. They can take the old news from like 2 years ago and just like resplice it in.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the same story.
Yeah. But to you short film filmmakers out there, that would be a good, you know, first day of school, short film,
yeah,
but it ends in a swarming.
But it takes place in kindergarten.
Oh.
It happens. It happens.
I'm sure it does.
And like, television is a complete repeat for me. Like, I was at my parents' place. I don't have TV in my house, but that sounds so pretentious. But I was at my parents' place, and they have TV, and it's like, George is still on City TV. George Logajanis. And it's just like, is anything happen? Like, is anything? It's like a time warp. It's just a time warp sometimes.
It's like fashion. Girls are wearing the door knocker earrings again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like salt and pepper all over again.
I
oh my
they
God.
Never went away, really.
Salt and pepper were at the to take film it back festival? To the film fest. No, but okay. They were in the Chris Rock documentary for Good Hair.
Cool, yeah.
And this is not too much of a spoiler since this bit is in the trailer.
Yeah.
Talking about the damage that can happen to one's
straightening.
Yes. And I believe it was salt. Was it salt or was it pepper? Anyway, the asymmetrical haircut actually originated from
Africa?
A bad chemical burn.
For
she
them.
Actually
that's
burnt off okay. part of her hair.
Scalp, yeah.
So she shaved off the one side, and I believe Peppa, if it is that it was salt that originally happened to, Peppa would actually draw in those lines for her with, you know, eyeliner on her head.
Shut
to
up.
Make it look like she like shaved in the hair on the side that it was.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
it's
great.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, that was probably one of the funniest documentaries I've watched in a long time.
So it was like a humoristic.
Well, it was, you know, in the Q&A, people were asking Chris Rock, you know, why didn't you have more about the history the origins of why people started straightening their hair and everything else. He's like, you know, you can watch Soledad O'Brien do her specials if you want the education part of it. He's like, this isn't PBS. I want people to pay to see this movie.
And then
this is entertainment.
Then did someone ask a Kanye question?
Somebody did.
Of course.
In the afternoon with Chris Rock. Actually, there was a whole section of the Q&A in the afternoon with Chris Rock that was the day after the first screening of the documentary where they asked him about Obama, they asked him about Kanye, they asked him about somebody else. And I'm thinking, wow, like when Caucasian or brown or whatever celebrities get up there, do they ask them about other people that are what they are?
I'm curious.
No, they tend to ask them more about the movie and the craft and the whatever.
True.
But with black people, it's like, so this black person did some crazy
You know this
thing.
Black person?
Yeah.
I know this black person. Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But that's even a Canadian thing when you like go to the stage and you're like, oh, you're from Canada, so you know Jimmy Bob?
Yeah,
sure. Like, where does Jimmy Bob live? He lives in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, we eat poutine together all the time.
Yeah, and people... It's,
I haven't had poutine this week yet. Somebody spilled their poutine coming out of the Elgin. They dropped a styrofoam container poutine down the stairs, and there was, again, another wah-wah moment. Everyone was really feeling it.
It's
them.
Like, how do you react when you see someone spill food? I was at the...
It smelled great.
...grocery store, and this woman came in with her, I guess, her lunch or snack or something. She had the hot dog, and she had it all done. And she dropped it, like, in the entrance, and I was just like, I felt for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you do? But it was also a wah-wah.
Yeah. It'll happen to you. It'll happen to somebody else.
I'm just very... It's just like when I get my food, I try to consume it as quickly.
Right.
I don't take it for a walk somewhere else. I just eat it.
Right.
I eat in the vicinity of where I purchased it from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I believe that's how people started eating in their cars while they were driving.
Yeah, I'm not about eating in the cars. That's... you touch stuff in the car, in your car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. But... maybe we'll take a break.
Okay.
And come back. And Yeah.